I am Plante on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. With Linda Steele's departure from CTV Vancouver for radio station CKNW, Ross McLaughlin is the new reporter on your side. Mr. McLaughlin hosts the consumer news segment on CTV News at 6. He started this week, and he joins me now to talk about his work and the sort of stories he's got planned. Ross McLaughlin is an award-winning journalist for his work in investigative and consumer advocacy. His work has garnered him 18 Emmy Awards, as well as 4 Edward R. Murrow Awards, among many others. That he comes to this market with experience is without question. He began his career in Edmonton at ITV, which is now the global affiliate there. I remember him from his time in the mid-1990s to the early 2000s when he was in Seattle at Cairo. He went to Hollywood as a reporter and investigator there for various programs, including appearing on Larry King Live, Good Morning America, MSNBC, Fox News, and Court TV. The last 12 years or so were spent in Washington, D.C., and Atlanta at stations there. The website for more is at rossmclaughlin.com, and of course visit bc.ctvnews.ca. Ross's Twitter handle is ctvmclaughlin. Please welcome to the Plante Online program from here in Vancouver, Ross McLaughlin. Mr. McLaughlin, good morning.
Wow, Joseph, I think I should hire you to be my front man and publicity manager.
It's been a great career, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, actually. It's been a long and rewarding career in many ways. As you mentioned, I began in Canada and started in Edmonton as the troubleshooter, so it kind of equipped me with the skills and the basics that I needed to continue on and take that down to the U.S. market. So it's been a very rewarding career and had a lot of opportunities along the way to meet some great people and to do some interesting things, so I appreciate that introduction.
But by the way, where do you keep all those awards?
Right now, they're in boxes on a van moving up from Atlanta, and who knows where they are if they even get here. You know, we've done some moving stories in the past, but you never know.
Yeah. So I remember from you from Cairo, as I mentioned in the introduction. Did you go to Seattle from Edmonton?
Yes. You know, my career actually started in Medicine Hat on radio when I was in high school, and then Calgary in radio for 5 years, and then into Edmonton, where I spent 11 years working for ITV at the time, which is now Global, and did a lot of things there like we all do starting out. But my last job there was as the troubleshooter. I think we originated it in Canada. I was the original troubleshooter. And then had a great opportunity to go down to Seattle and continue to do that work and be in the Pacific Northwest, which, as you know, is very beautiful, a great place to be.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in this market who are from Edmonton.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, like Linda was from Edmonton, right?
Yeah, you worked Linda, with her. Linda Steele and I are old friends, and I should go easy on the old. She'd kill me for saying that. But she's a great gal. I learned a lot from her. Linda's a great writer. She always had a great way to turn a phrase. I remember sitting beside her in the newsroom in Edmonton years ago, and we were all in our 20s, cub reporters, starting out in television, and we'd have our habits before we went down to sit down to write. We'd go down to the cafeteria and get ourselves. So I'd have a coffee, and Linda had to have her coffee, and God forbid I should say this, but she smoked at the time. And she'd have to have her cigarette, and we were on those old clunky typewriters. Thank God they weren't manuals. They were electric at the time. And we'd have to write our scripts and then tear them up and start over again, or XXX out of them, you know, because we had the multiple copies and stuff. And we'd have, and she'd say something. She'd be talking out her story, and she'd have it, and she'd mention that she'd say a phrase, and I go, oh my gosh, that's great. Why can't I think like that? She's so creative, that turn of a phrase. I said, can I steal that sometime down the road for a story I'm working on? And she goes, sure, you know, be my guest. She taught me to be a better writer and had to work in television, and she was great. And now she, as you know, she's gone off to radio. But my last days there were as the troubleshooter, and I really enjoyed that part of the job. In fact, that obviously, because I've done this now for, 20-some years in the consumer world.
Yeah, so you spent about 18 years, nearly 20 years in the United States. What drew you back to Canada?
Well, you know, I think as you get older, I think family becomes more important to you. You value your friendships, your long-term relationships. My dad turned 80 this year. My mother's turned 80. She's in Calgary. So I think being closer to home was a really big deal for me. And I felt if I ever came back to Canada, I think that Vancouver was really the only city on my list. I didn't really want to go back to the cold, you know, coming out of the South in Atlanta and Georgia, and I just did not want to experience snow and bitter cold all over again, although I love to ski. Mm-hmm. And I will be heading up to Whistler to get that.
Yeah, but we've got the best of both worlds here. I mean, you can go up to the mountain for skiing, and then you can go to the beach later.
Oh, yeah, this is fantastic. Well, I got to tell you, it's going to take me a while to adjust to the beach weather because I see guys lying down there in the logs down in English Bay, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, it's 60 degrees, or I should say 15 degrees Celsius. And, oh, it's freezing, you know, but it'll take a while to get acclimated, and I'll be back into the water again, I guess, and I'll be feeling like, oh, it's hot at 75 or 20 degrees Celsius. I'll be going, oh, I came out of 90-some degrees in Atlanta, so it was 30-something Celsius every day.
Yeah.
It starts in March and continues right through the summer. But, no, it's got a lot to offer here that way, and you got access to the islands and boating and fishing and go up north. It's fantastic.
It's also an expensive place to live in. I mean, you'll find that out, I'm sure.
Well, you know what? Keep watching CTV Vancouver because we've got some stories coming up about that very issue.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away.
No, yeah, so that was what I was going to ask because, I mean, because it's such an expensive place to live, I would think that there it's just fodder for you and your segments on the news.
Well, there are so many stories here, and I think that we as Canadians don't really appreciate how much we're paying for some things until we have something to compare it to. And even with the exchange rate, I think we just sort of have gotten used to it. And I don't know how much of that is built into the infrastructure because of health care and taxes and cost of doing business, or how much of it is just opportunity. Businesses see an opportunity and lack of competition. Those are things we are exploring, and those are some of the stories we're going to be looking at. And it's not always going to be about that kind of comparison because I don't want to depress everybody and think we're being... But if we have an opportunity to do something about it, to change things, and to get a better deal for consumers, why not?
I mean, after all these years, does it surprise you that there's still charlatans out there, the people ripping other people off?
No. I mean, you probably experiencing them, when you were a kid in the playground. We see the people being bullied around in the playground, and oftentimes those bullies end up in business. And... I've never backed down from a bully. I've taken a few licks for it, but I've never backed down. And I remember moving around a lot as a kid, that being the new guy in school, and I knew what that felt like. So I try to befriend some of those kids when they came in, and even if they never ended up being my friend, I wanted to make them feel welcome because I didn't want them to get pushed around. So I always felt really, really don't like bullies in any way whatsoever. So it was it's a rewarding job to have, to be able to go after those people and hold them accountable when they're taking advantage of people and pushing people around and doing things that are unethical. And I think that people need someone to speak for them, and sometimes they don't have a voice, and this gives us an opportunity to give them one. CTV is the branded station for On Your Side, and I think that it's important because in all the noise of the day, people's voices get lost.
Yeah, and so do you also see your job as understanding how businesses operate? I mean, because and how they're regulated? Because a lot of people think that they're getting ripped off, but sometimes, if you don't read the fine print, sometimes it could be your fault.
Businesses, the regulations with regards to business is different on both sides of the border, and I've learned a lot over the years about how this works. I think that, we try to help people navigate the landscape when it comes to knowing what the laws are, knowing what their rights are. In Canada, it varies, and I think that I can lean on some of the experience that I have from the U.S. I think oftentimes Canada mirrors what's going on in the U.S., particularly in the automotive world and safety issues and those kinds of things and recalls. So I think that experience helps me, and I think I lost the point of your question. So you want to?
I'm wondering if people write you because they've got some problem, if they've got some beef with a company, say, and you can't help them. I mean, do they get angry at some point?
I think as long as you try and you do your best and you're persistent, and people know that you're trying to look out for them. Yeah, you're not going to make everybody happy. And sometimes all you can do is provide to consumers the tools that they need to try to solve their own problems. Maybe you don't solve that individual's problem because, sometimes you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, right?
Yeah.
And so as much as you try to sometimes shine the spotlight on a problem or somebody on a business that's not doing the right thing, and they still dig in their heels and don't do the right thing. There's only so much we can do. We can't make them do what should be done. And the consumers have the courts on their side, or they can go to the courts and see if they can get the courts on their side. And even then, you can win a case in court, but it doesn't mean you can collect on your judgment. We did a story years ago in Edmonton about that, very same thing, the civil lawsuits and going after a company. The easiest part is getting your judgment. The hardest part is trying to collect. All we can do is give people that voice, try to do the right thing, shine the spotlight, give them the tools, and at the end of the day, if they're not happy with what we've done, that's all we can do, and hopefully along the way other viewers have gotten an education by it so they don't fall into the same pitfall.
Yeah, I mean, I've had friends who've gotten ripped off, and, you know, they always say, well, I'll go to Linda Steele or I'll go to Chris Olson before her, and they'll sort it out. And then sometimes you think to yourself, well, shouldn't the buyer beware?
Yeah, you know, as much as the buyer is aware, every time someone comes up with a new way of marketing or a new gimmick, there's always someone looking to take your money and reach into your pocket and to use trickery to get you to do that. We hear these scams and things happening all the time using a cabinet revenue agency. They'll pretend to be with the government, with the tax department, and they'll try to trick people out of their social insurance numbers or try to give them to give up bank information. And sometimes, you know, people forget, and it's easy to be lulled into a sense of complacency. And we're trusting people by nature. I think Canadians tend to be that way, and I tend to be that way myself. And I've found myself getting sort of you want to believe and trust the best of people and believe they're acting on your best faith, but that's not always the case. So I think our job is to remind people that those guys are out there, and to remind people of the obvious sometimes. You know, we get into consumer issues where, you know, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is, you know, where there's all sizzle and no steak. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good for us to remind people about those kinds of issues, too.
And your story on Tuesday, when you made your debut on the 6 o'clock news, had to do with rental car companies that you found out were renting out cars that had recalls on them. Yet, at the same time, they told you some of these cars were already fixed when they clearly weren't. I mean, do you find that people are just generally lazy?
Well, no. I think, to be fair to the rental car companies, we've got a story coming up on tonight, Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. Yeah, we had a holiday week where, you know, the company thought it was doing the right thing. But our point was is that if you're in business and you're putting people in these vehicles and, you know, if it was your own individual car and you decided to ignore a recall or not push the dealer to get it fixed because you felt unsafe or you wanted to resolve, that's your business. But if you're in the business of putting people into vehicles and taking their money, we just felt that perhaps they should be held to a higher standard. Auto dealers are. They can't sell a vehicle with an open safety recall. And so the point of the story is, should you... your rental car company be allowed to do that? One of the rental car companies said it had taken care of the problem, and we indeed followed up and found that it had been taken care of, but it was only put into the system the day after we brought it to their attention. And we don't know. We give them the benefit of the doubt that perhaps it was a delay in the dealer reporting the repair on the system. However, there was another outstanding open recall on Transport Canada's recall database, which was a safety issue, according to Transport Canada. And we brought that to their attention as well and said, well, you still rented this vehicle out with another recall on it. And their response was, well, we'll wait to see what the manufacturer says and wait till we get a notice from the manufacturer before addressing this. And we followed up with dealers around the area to determine if there was indeed a fix available, and there was. We called a couple dealerships. And so it becomes the owner's, if you're an individual car owner, it becomes your responsibility to decide whether you want to get it done or hold off. And our point was with companies, should they have that discretion? Should they not? Should they be regulated? You know, why wouldn't they want to take it to the dealer and say, okay, we know this, they brought it to our attention, let's get this fixed? And that was a question. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Why would you wait for the manufacturer? Why would you open yourself up even to the possibility of something happening that could cause a problem, you know?
Yeah, and does it surprise you that it takes sometimes television cameras or a phone call saying that you're from CTV for something to get done?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that that is what it takes sometimes for people to do the right thing. What do they say is character is what you do when no one's watching.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there are some people who don't live by that value and only do what's the right thing when someone is watching or if it benefits them in some way. And so if we can do that through the power of television and the media and shine a spotlight on things to have people be of good character and do the right thing, then that's what we'll do.
So you're coming into a market that you know already to be quite competitive. What are the expectations that CTV Vancouver's put on you in terms of your work coming to Vancouver? I mean, you must know that the station that you work for has been working very hard to unseat the leader in the community, the leading station in the community. I mean, is that one of the reasons why you're here, perhaps, to help in that effort?
No, I'll let management worry about that. All I worry about is doing a good job every day in the work that we're doing here in the McLaughlin On Your Side unit with my partner in crime right now, Lisa Green, who's working with me and filling in for Sandra Hermiston, who went on maternity leave, and Sandra and I got an opportunity to work together for a couple of weeks, and she's great. Lisa's learning the ropes now. All we are wanting to do is do a great job every day, a high-quality job in the work that we produce. And if that helps get viewers' attention and it helps with the numbers, all that's great. I didn't come here with the sole, it's up to you to turn the numbers around, because it's not an individual, it's a team. And I think that CTV Vancouver is better positioned than in this market to win that audience because of what they do and the talent of the people we have around us. I just look over here and I see Melanie Nagy, who's from CTV Vancouver. For the National, she's a great reporter. I see Scott Hurst, and he's a fantastic writer. I see Penny Daflos, and she's just sitting across the way, and she's got a great deal of energy and passion, and is quite the digger. We've got, I'm just still getting used to all the names. Peter Granger, who's a great reporter.
Right.
And I can go on and on and on. We have a group of people here who are producing the content, and I think that in this world, in this day and age, with all of the different outlets out there and the internet and the Twitter and Facebook, we have an opportunity to shine when we have content. You've got Scott Roberts, who's a great talent. He's our weekend anchor. You've got John Woodward, a great investigative reporter. And if you were to ask me my personal opinion, that's redundant, my opinion is that content is king, and I think that's what's going to win the day, which is why I think that CTV Vancouver is positioned very well just from an outsider coming in. But that's a long answer to your question, but in terms of numbers, I've always just done the job. Actually, I've never worked for a number one station, and the fact that CTV is poised to become that station is really great and be a great way to end my career.
Now, you spent some time in the Philippines earlier this year, I understand.
Oh, yeah. I love the Philippines. The people are very friendly. Most of my time was spent in Manila, though.
Yeah.
Because I was working for CNN International as a consultant and doing some training for them at CNN Philippines. They were about to launch, I don't know if you're familiar with Solar TV. I think it was Channel 9, the English-speaking station in Manila. They're the national station. They've been branded now as CNN Philippines. So I went down there to help them with their launch, to work with reporters in their field gathering, to help in their newsroom in terms of improving their communication flow between the between the news desk and the producers, and story writing techniques and shooting techniques and all that sort of thing. So I'm trying to keep my voice down here because I got reporters working all around me right now. So I think I'm disturbing them. So.
But that must have been fun, because I mean I've consumed some Filipino news over the years.
Yeah.
My parents are Filipino. It's a very interesting sort of market there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's very competitive actually in the Philippines. They have some great Tagalog stations who do a good job and on breaking news. I think that CNN Philippines is doing a much better job now. Their stories are better crafted, not because of me, but because the CNN folks went in there and they helped them rebrand and fairness and balance, and things are a bit different. I think that some of the things that we take for granted here in North America with regards to the institutionalized media is not quite the same there. They're kind of a bit looser with things. And we sort of have to say, no, you can't do that. This is the ethical way to do it. You got to get the other side. And, you know, so they're still in the infancy. And, with your parents being from the Philippines, you probably know this, that when you watch what they do in the Philippines and watch how news is handled here, it's quite different.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. So what are your own habits as a consumer? I mean, are you circumspect when buying stuff? Do you read terms and conditions?
Oh, I'm like that whole physician, heal thyself. And sometimes my friends and family look at me, and in some ways, I guess I am. When it comes to identity and identity thieves, with people stealing your identity and the computers and the internet and security and all that, I'm kind of paranoid about all that stuff. So I kind of get a little cautious about links I'm clicking on and that sort of thing. But when it comes to prices, sometimes as a consumer, as a personal consumer, I notice them, and then I kind of, do I really want to put in the hassle and follow the advice I give consumers? And I go, yeah, well, I should. Or do I want to save? It's really, it becomes an individual choice. Do you want to save the extra couple bucks, or do you want to put in the effort and clip coupons and do all those kinds of things that you can do to get an extra buck in your pocket? And there are people who have time to do that, and sometimes I don't have time to do that. But at least I know what I can do, and I know I can do it, you know.
Will you be on BNN as well?
I haven't discussed that.
Oh. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. I mean, I've seen your work over the years, and I've seen your work this week, and can't wait to see what else you've got. Thanks for this, Ross, and welcome to Vancouver.
Thank you, and don't judge me too harshly, okay, because I'm just getting started.
The Twitter handle is @CTVMcLaughlin. The website, again, bc.ctvnews.ca. Ross McLaughlin can be seen on CTV News at 6 and all the other programs on Channel 9 here in Vancouver. He joined me from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.